Rock 107 WIRX. It's 8:16. Good morning, buddy.
Night court.
I would like to see a...
What is that, like cozy TV? My TV?
My TV, it's on there. I'd like to see a remake of that show.
Yeah.
They're remaking all these shows. And speaking of shows, real quick, I'm gonna off track. There's a new one, Seth MacFarlane, called The Orville.
I saw the preview for that.
It's on Hulu now. If you got Hulu,
Seeing Seth MacFarlane as an actor.
Actually, as an actor. Well, see, a great movie that he did was A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
That was
actually
a good movie.
He's actually he's a fantastic actor.
Yeah.
There's really no and The Orville is. It's a kind of a spoof on all the old like Star Treks and everything like that.
He's really big into the Star Trek and the Star Wars and all that stuff.
He is, and it's really well written, of course, because it's Seth MacFarlane. So it's funny. It's got really quick humor in it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get a chance, everyone, I highly recommend The Orville. It's on Fox on Sunday nights now, I believe, or something like that.
Nice,
but it's good. I like it. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
This is crazy. This is like out of like a thriller.
I like that.
Some thieves stole an SUV with a U-Haul trailer attached to it from outside a hotel in Albuquerque, New Mexico, early yesterday morning.
Okay.
This happened just the other day. They drove for about 4 miles south and then opened up the U-Haul to see what they'd stolen, see what their big haul was in the U-Haul. See? Apparently, it was a casket with a dead body inside.
Really? How much did they sell it for?
What can we get for this on the black market?
Right.
Apparently, a family was driving their father's body from Oklahoma to Kirtland, New Mexico, but the thieves obviously thought they were ripping off some people who were moving. The thieves abandoned the SUV and U-Haul, and the cops found it a few hours later and got it back to the family. They're trying to track down the thieves.
Damn.
Dude.
Imagine that.
They stole Pop.
Right. Imagine your dad getting stolen.
Yeah.
Not only is he dead, he's gone, like really gone.
And, dude, caskets are not cheap.
No.
Okay?
No. They're like 10 Gs, I think.
Dead bodies are cheap, all right? You can find those anywhere.
Right.
A nice casket.
We could make it for you if you want.
But imagine those thieves like, oh, let's see what we got here. Maybe we got some fine china or something there.
Dead body.
So, but
you have to ban it. You know what I mean?
You know what would have been, the story would have been really funny if they would have done like a Weekend at Bernie's type deal.
Yeah, right. Or you know what they should have done? They should have taken the body out and had him like in a hitchhike pose next to the U-Haul.
Just slumped over with his thumb out.
Right.
Rigor mortis would be easy. It'd be set in so he could easily just make the body stiff into that position. God.
We're terrible.
We're terrible people. But that's why I want to be
not the ones who stole it.
I want to be put into an urn.
Yeah, me too.
I do. I want to get cremated, but I also do feel like I could do some fun stuff with my dead body. A Weekend in Bernie scenario would be pretty good.
You could do a whole show on that.
What you want to be done with your dead body?
Yeah.
Take me to a strip club. That's what I want.